welcome everybody to the last 2011 edition of Saturday AM Live. Wow, a whole nother year has gone by. We were exposed to a lot of incredible people in 2011. You were regular on Saturday AM Live. So I've got a few announcements that I'm going to give up front. Usually I give out at the end, but I feel they're crucial to get on the recording so that those people who continue listen in at a later date will catch these. And if you're in an area, just, and you'll hear this, hear me say this a few more times, if you're in an area where there's a lot of noise or background noises, or you're in the middle of making breakfast, or you have to use the loo, and you don't want to share that with everybody else, if you hit *6 on your phone, that will mute your line. Or if your cell phone has a mute button, or your regular landline, you can do that as well. But that'll help cut down. But I want to keep the line open because a lot of people have said, Vance, you know, they sent me an email, I'll talk to them later. I tried to get on the line, I did what you said, and it wouldn't let me in. So this way, I'm just going to ask you, if you've got an area, even if you move a little bit, it creates noise, or if you pick up a piece of paper, it makes noise. So if you can hit *6, that if you, you know, unless you're sitting completely motionless and just focusing on listening, or you've got it on speakerphone. Anyway, here's a couple quick announcements. You may want to grab a pen and paper and jot these down, okay? If you have not, I highly, highly encourage you to view the video that is on the NECN website. As I call it, we have been in the NECN dark ages for the last, 6 days since December 26th. And we're going to come out of the dark ages of NECN. It is really, really inconvenient, I should say, to be able to not have access, to not be able to pull up NECN's website. And instead, all you get is a explanation of, sorry, we're shut down. And we will be back and running on January 3rd. But take the five minutes to view the video that Jonathan was so kind enough to record on there, because it's a great explanation. Well, I feel it was a great explanation of why NECN is doing this. And something that most of us don't know, Kurt Foley shared with Reed Nelson a few weeks ago that less than 5% of NECN's volume for the month of December, based on previous history, less than 5% of it takes place between December 26th and the end of the month. And when they looked at the year at a glance, they decided that that obviously was the best time to shut things down. Because if you have less than 5% of your monthly volume happening in a week's period of time, well, that's probably the best time to shut things down to get the whole new system up and operating. So take the time to view that message. And again, it's only 5 minutes long, but it'll be gone after January 3rd, I would presume, because why would they have a message about them being shut down once they're reopened? So, the eNECN fee of $18, you should have received an email about that. So count your blessings on that. Normally it's been $20 is what we've been paying for the last, 17, 18 years. That's going to be reduced to $18 during this interim phase of when they get the whole system up and running, so people can see what they're getting, you know, the biggest bang for the buck. And that fee, just so you guys know, that's a standard in the business world of being linked into something. It's just the kind of thing. I'd love to see it go away. I know that this year has been, I read an article yesterday about the year of the fees. Many people are describing 2011 of the year of the fees, that banks and cell phone companies and cable providers, they're always tacking on these extra fees. The airline industry, we've got all these extra fees. You know, a little bit here, you know, we're being nickel-dimed to death. I'd love to see us get away from that, but at this point, if you're going to be a business builder in NECN, well, that fee is part of that. The kickoff call, Tuesday, January 3rd at 6 p.m., 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Don't miss that kickoff call. I do believe it'll be a WebEx, but you can always listen to it without being plugged into your computer and get the gist of it. And then, let's see, Dave Balzer. Two things regarding Dave Balzer. On Wednesday, January 11th, you'll want to mark your calendar. Dave Balzer is going to be focusing in on the new power chip. And if you've not added the power chip to your auto ship, I want to remind folks, you can do that. It's not necessarily a consumable item, but they immediately allowed us to add it to our auto ship, which brings the price down even more. So you can almost make about $9 profit introducing it to somebody retail. And even though thou shalt not pay retail is the 11th commandment, according to certain people, it's not wrong, nor is it illegal, to just quickly demo it to somebody and say, well, you know, it'll work for whatever you want it to do. We've got a whole myriad of people who use it for everything from what they thought was congestive heart failure to torn ligaments in their knee to hip issues to knee, I mean, you name it. And it works very, very effective. Let me show you how it's made. And you can demo the power chip in about 5 to 10 minutes and immediately just say, well, it's $31, you know, not counting shipping and sales tax. So when you throw all that in, you could probably round it right up to 40. But on that note, January 11th, that corporate call will be focused on the power chip. Dave Balzer and I have been communicating back and forth. And here, you won't be able to write this down. I'll include it in an email, so you don't have to write it down. But I thought this explanation of how it works. The question came up to me, could you take the two discs apart and put one on one side of your knee and one on the other, or one on one side of your wrist and one on the other? Would the two discs, the north and the south disc, would they work better if they were further apart? In other words, would they throw the magnetic field through whatever part of the body that you're using it on or whatever object? Well, here's Dave's explanation. The Dynaflux technology is predicated on the cylindrical buttons physically penetrating through the holes. Okay, that sentence enough is a mouthful, all right? But basically, he goes on to say, in turn, the like charged surfaces that are now meeting in between the circles will provide the boost. Separating the two discs does not provide the same energy configuration. So, typical Dave Balzer style, a lot of big words to explain that the power chip is designed to work as it is together. We can separate the disc and show people how to demonstrate, you know, how to use it and what it's doing, what it's going on, what's taking place as the two different poles war or fight each other, but the power chip is designed to be used as it arrives in the mail. So taking it apart to try and be cheap and get more bang for your buck. No, if you want to put one on either side, well, buy two. And, you know, splurge and spend the extra, put them on your auto ship, so you're going to spend a little about $40, and you'll have two. And we will have a call in a few weeks just dedicated to stories about the power chip, because as Dennis Estes pointed out in the, as he shared, that this product, this wellness solution, is a game changer. We have never had anything as powerful as this, that's the name, the power chip, but anything is just fantastic in the realm of something so simple that can do so much. So there's a few announcements for you up front. I just wanted to get those out of there. And